What have the last couple of months of development been like? You guys got four new figures in the game, bunch of other stuff in the pipeline. How have things been?
It's crazy hectic and crazy fun at the same time. I mean, we're just expanding that, like you're saying. I mean, the characters that just barely have come out are very different from each other, and showing the variety that that Infinity has, and just the people we get to work with. That you know, from the different properties and different filmmakers, different stories, it's just a lot of fun for us. So it's been crazy busy, but crazy fun.
Okay. My package came a couple of days ago, you know, with the four new figures, and I was waiting anxiously for Darth Maul, obviously, and Hulkbuster, and Ultron, and then I saw this little guy there, Spot, and I'm like, what is this guy all about? And I started playing with him, and he's just a ton of fun, but a lot of people may not be too familiar with the property, so can you just tell us a little bit about Spot, who he is, and then what makes him special as a Disney Infinity character?
Yeah, you know, you're bringing up a great point to start with, is that Pixar is showing us a great deal of trust that they're allowing us to come out with a character for the film to allow you to experience them. You know, typically that hasn't happened in the past. So it's showing that they understand Infinity and that they trust us to represent his character well, so that you get your first experience with him even before the film comes out. And in the film, it's kind of funny, because in the film they start out by showing the meteor that supposedly, you know, is the thing that had made the dinosaurs go extinct. Mm-hmm. It missed the planet. So the dinosaurs end up evolving, and they are the smart species, and the humans are the pets, so to speak. And it's just so in the film, Spot is more the pet to the dinosaur Arlo, and he's a feral, just a wild creature. And for most of the film, he just runs on all four, but he's a very devoted character, very much like a dog is. And so you'll notice when you're playing him, he doesn't have any dialogue, he doesn't speak in the film, but he's just, like you're saying, he's just super fun to play with. He's fast and he's wild, and you know, bashes at you and the enemies with his teeth, or you know, big dirt at him. You know, it's a lot of fun to play with.
Okay, Hulkbuster. That figure is a monster, to say the least. When I took him out of the box, I did not expect him to be that big. I didn't expect him to weigh, I mean, as much as he did. He's not, you know, he doesn't weigh a ton, but compared to the other characters, and just the way he fits on the base is so different. And then once you start playing as him, he's got so many weapons in his arsenal, and he's got great defense. Can you just tell us how that character was created from your point of view, from creating the character's figure, and then how you think he plays, and how you think he changes gameplay?
Sure, but you know, it's kind of funny, because when we were starting to work with Marvel, that was the same time that they were starting to release some of the film footage for Age of Ultron, and he says, oh, we're seeing Ultron and we're seeing Hulkbusters. Oh, man, that'd be so awesome if we could get him in there. And Ultron, actually, for me, was a personal favorite even before the film. And I was trying to get him in from the very beginning. And they were saying, oh, no, you need to, he doesn't belong with the Avengers that you guys are doing right now. And I said, okay, I'll be patient. And then as we got a little bit past the Avengers playset, there's a little, you know, a little space. It made more sense for us to explore Ultron. So they said, well, now that we're past that window, you can start looking at Ultron. And so when the door opened for Ultron, then I said, well, if we can do Ultron, does that mean we can do Hulkbuster? you know?
Yeah.
And they said, well, yeah, I guess so. So we were very excited about that because he was such a well-designed character. He looked just, you know, everything we were seeing in the early footage from the film just was really getting us excited. The challenge was is that even with that little bit of space that we had to space and time, we still had to. By the time we did start, they still didn't have very much film footage for us to look at, and so we were right on top of the film development, and we were so our first Ultron, or actually both Ultron and Hulkbuster, our first sculpts were built off of early concept, and as we got more and more reference from where they were in the film, we had to adapt to that and change our characters. So it was very fluid and very it was nuts how many changes we were having to make up to the very last minute because we're getting stuff, you know, so at the moment for the film development. But yeah, it was super fun to be able to get to work on those, and like you're saying, they both bring just a really cool gameplay, and Hulkbuster in particular is just so powerful. There's so many different weapons, so many different specials, combos and stuff, and the weight of the character feels great. You know, there's both. You know, you mentioned the figure, his weight. I love how heavy he feels. There's a we try to make all the characters actually. You know, in toys, there's a lot of times the toy makers will actually try to hollow the characters out to make them lighter and cheaper.
Mm-hmm.
And we actually try to go the opposite direction. We try to make them as heavy as possible because that heft gives them a feeling of value and of, you know, they're more expensive. So, yeah, I'm just, and then back to the gameplay, I think that translates into when you're playing as Hulkbuster, that he feels heavier, even as you're, because he's a little bit slower, mm-hmm. there's power that, sure. It's just what you'd expect from him.
Okay, I have to say, playing with Ultron and Hulkbuster in the toy box is a ton of fun. Loved it. We'll continue playing with both of those characters until they're maxed out. I will enjoy every second of it, but I'm really eager for Marvel Battlegrounds. So how do you think that playset, when it's eventually released, is going to change Disney Infinity 3.0?
I think that it'll be the first time that you're playing a playset that is intended for so many different characters. You know, right now we have crossover characters, and that's a lot of fun. But the gameplay, it's more of a perk, you know, a little bonus that mm-hmm. we're giving you to be able to play those characters. It's not intended. It's not special for them. And in the case of the Battlegrounds, it's the intention is that you're able to bring all those Marvel characters together and be very, very balanced and be able to fight against each other, against your friends. And the AI that we've got going is compelling. And I think the Infinity fans are really going to get a kick out of it because it's completely different than any other playset experience.
All right, is there anything else that you want to say about these four new figures and what people should expect from the franchise moving towards the holiday season?
I'll just say that I'm very pleased with where we're getting on the quality of the figures and the quality of the gameplay. It's I think that all four of these characters are, you know, obviously Ultron and Hulkbuster are more similar. But Darth Maul and Spot, it just really shows the variety that we've got. And I'm really happy with manufacturing and the quality of, I think we're getting so that our initial vision is better being translated and making all the way to the shelf.
Mm-hmm.
And then once you're playing in game, I think that we'll get to a more mature, more expressive experience with the characters in game. So it's I'm really happy with where we're getting on these characters.